What's up, guys? My name is Peter, and this is the first episode of my podcast, Wakenya. I'm so excited. I'm super excited, actually, because today I have something interesting and something that I know is going to change the life of somebody somewhere. So, what is this all about? You know, when COVID-19 started, ilikuwa around kitu kama March hivi, yeah? Okay, not exactly when it started, like ile time ilianza ku like spread really fast ikaingia mpaka Kenya. You remember those days tuko tunaongea about that plane from China and all that stuff. And things happened so fast. And before we knew it, as in the government had put in measures like lockdown and closure of international borders, and you know, all that was done to limit the human and economic impact of this pandemic. And it was essential at the time to address the immediate needs associated with the disease, while concomitantly addressing the foreseeable economic consequences of the crisis. It was understandable what the government was doing. Lakini sasa kulikuwa na shida moja. This meant that businesses had to close down, and guys who had jobs now had to stay at home. And this is where the challenge began. I'm telling you this because it is something I have experienced firsthand. Imagine wewe uko na job, then out of nowhere job inaisha, you're laid off, and then you're told that now from today you have to stay at home, and we're not going to be paying you because business is down. Remember, you have some kids, you have some toys, and the kids are feeding, shule zimefungwa, you have the kids at home, you have bills to pay, but hauna pesa, you don't have any mula to do that. And it became so stressful to many people because the gava at first did not even appear to be helping, because like you're on your own, gava XID, it's you to look for money and all that stuff. And this hit me hard, and I had to think outside the box. How can I make money? How can I make this work? Because kuka hapo home tunaangaliana na wife, like na watoi, the toys are hungry and all that stuff. I mean, it's not going to cut it. So you need to think, you know, as a man, you need to think. So I tried to find out from a couple of guys, and from doing some kind of research, you know, doing what a man ought to do. Kumbuka vile Chris Rock alisema, it is only dogs, women and children who can get away with not doing anything. But I mean, they are loved unconditionally, but for a man, there has to be something that you're providing. So that was the thing, and I stumbled across something really interesting. Actually, a couple of ideas that are very good, especially when you want to make money at home. And today I'm going to share one idea, and in the future podcasts I'm going to tell you the others. Now today I want to tell you about article writing. Article writing is something that has been there for quite some time. See, kitu ati inaanza size, it's been there for some time. Actually, I know a couple of guys walikuwa JKUAT, and this is basically what they do. You know, even after graduating, the guys are still like, I don't want to be employed by anyone. I'm just going to do this because it pays bills and gives them a good life. So, article writing. So, why does the world need these article writers? I mean, why? Our two are not happy job. Now, remember, globalization. The world has become a very small place because of technology, the internet, and all that stuff. So you can imagine most businesses in the world zimekuja online, and all these businesses need to communicate to their customers because they work on websites and all this stuff. They have new products, maybe wanapeana offers, and they need their customers to know. Think of platforms like Jumia, Kilimall, think of something like Alibaba, AliExpress, something like Amazon. All these guys need customers to know what they have. And they also need product descriptions. When they come up with a product, wanataka mtu explain to other people like what the product is all about, how much it goes for, and all that stuff. So that's how freelancers get these jobs. And trust me, utaikosa job ukiwa freelancer, because there are always companies, actually every single day, every hour, every minute, these companies are coming up with new stuff and they need people to know. And who makes these known to people? It is the freelancers. It is these freelance writers. So, how do you become a freelance writer? Assuming already you connect to internet, because you need internet connectivity to do this. And of course, you need a computer to do this and some basic skills as a computer, you know, typing and what have you. And also doing research. So what do you need? Kitu ya kwanza, the most important thing is passion. I'm telling you the truth. Kama hauna passion, hii kitu huwezi fanya. Because let me tell you, typing on a computer a page, kama huna passion na unafanya research, it takes a lot of research to do this, to present decent work for you to get paid. These guys are paying you because you're better at doing this than them. That's why they pay you. Otherwise, anybody can get on a computer and copy paste stuff from the internet and, you know, do that. So they need you because you possess a unique set of skills. You can convince somebody to buy something, or you can explain something to people in a way that those guys cannot. So what do you need? Passion, very important. Number two, okay, this is an added advantage. If you have a degree or a diploma certificate, that's an advantage, because when you're doing either a degree or a diploma, they usually research projects that you're given to do. And when you're doing these research projects, kuna ile citation lazima ufanye. You have to cite your sources. And when you're citing your sources, inakuwa easy for somebody to trace it back and ajue exactly the original author of whatever it is you're writing. This one is particularly important kama the niche you're going to dwell on kwa hii writing is academic writing, which we are going to talk about maybe in a future podcast. So there is that. Then you need to get trained if you don't know how to do this, because it doesn't matter. Unaweza kuwa umeenda campus, you've done your degree and you've done all these research projects, you're very conversant with the referencing styles and citations and all that stuff, but writing for these companies and doing articles for them is something quite different. There is a way you're supposed to do your research, there is a way you're supposed to base your research, and there's a way you're supposed to introduce and all that stuff. So you need somebody to train you how to do this. And there is currently one company on the internet I can vouch for. Of course, the individuals you will get on social media, there are guys like Bishop Nyams. They are very good also when it comes to this kind of training. But there is a company called Luminous Writers. Luminous Writers, okay, they have a website. And basically what they do is train guys on how to go about this thing. So you could contact those guys for training. They are good. And the best thing about them is they give after training, especially they follow up. They give really good follow up after training you. See, at wana kutrain, then they dump you when do japana. They follow up, wana like they connect you to guys who are likely to start you off with a couple of jobs and what have you. So those are some of the things that you need. Now let's look at some types of freelance marketing. Some yani ni jobs aina gani utakuwa unafanya, like they fall under these freelancing and stuff. Kuna freelance journalism. If you're a guy with a lot of sources for information, unaweza fanya hii freelance journalism. Utafuta information, then you sell the information to media houses. And believe me, this pays a lot. There is also web content. And you know, e-web content is usually focused on search engine optimization, because when you're looking for something or the name of a business, you know, what you type in on the search engine is what gives you the results. So whatever product a company may have, it needs that site to be optimized very well, so that when you search, it comes at the top, because there is a lot of competition. There are many companies offering more or less the same thing. So the way you have optimized that site you know, using the keywords, of course, is how it comes at the top, and it makes it easier for more people to see what they have. So there is also web content. Then there is medical and scientific writing. Kama umekona background like in medicine, maybe this is a niche that you could explore. There is technical writing, if you like computers, computer software, mobile phones, and all that stuff. Or maybe you have a background in engineering, you know. So these guys who do these do very well, especially writing content on newly released products in technology. Then kuna blogging, and then kuna business writing. If you have a background in business, or umesomea business, you could maybe talk to people about that. So, which brings us to the next thing. How do you get jobs? So, ukona hizi vitu zote, like, you know, all this stuff. How do you get jobs so that you start earning? Now, first of all, I want to tell you this. These guys make a lot of money. I'm not going to lie to you. There is a reason. Jamaa atenda campus, amalize campus, and hana interest ya kutafuta job. You know, ye uka home, anafanya writing, amebai kagari kake, amejenga, amejilipia fees, akiwa campus, and all that stuff. They make money. And what I know is that actually, mtu tu anaanza hivi, like as a starting, if you get somebody good, anaweza kuona kulipa even 350 bob per page. Unajua, when you talk about per page, unaongea about page ya computer. How long does it take you to type a page kwa computer, maybe Microsoft Word? If you're very fast, it can't even take you 30 minutes. You can imagine if you're doing like 10 pages in a day, ama wewe ni wazimu like somebody I once knew anafanya 15 pages in a day, you know, you can easily blast over 100 G's in a month effortlessly if you just have the passion for it. And you imagine wewe hata ni kama second, I don't know how to put it, your second level. Unajua wewe hautafuti job kwa client. Ule anakupatia job anaipata kwa client. And you know, when you get these jobs from the client directly, the client anakupea job na even $10 per page, ama $20 per page, ina depend on how technical this job is. Then jamaa anapewa 10 ama $20, anakupea the same job na 300 bob. Anakula so saba, hizo ni zake. So, we also going to look at how you can get jobs directly from clients, especially ukiiva. So, how do you do this? First of all, unahitaji kucreate kitu inaitwa portfolio. A portfolio is like a CV. You know, when you're looking for a job, you cannot get a job if you don't have a CV. In writing, you cannot get a gig without a portfolio. So, how do you come up with a portfolio? Because this is what demonstrates your writing skills to potential employers and clients. What you need to do first is build a website. A website is very, very important. Okay, najua sahi umeanza kushtuka like, hey, website. Yeah, you can create your own website. It's not as hard as it sounds. Because you can't, this is the only way you can establish your online presence. And the best way to do this is using WordPress. WordPress is so good. I can't emphasize enough. I can't explain enough on how good WordPress is, because it will help you come up with a very professional looking writer's website completely free, especially as you start. You know, when most people are starting, awana pesa, like you cannot pay someone to build you a website. Unajua, tena gone are the days like you needed guys to do this for you. You can start with a website ukitumia WordPress. And the good thing about WordPress is that, one, it is very beginner friendly. Like anyone can do it. And it prioritizes, the priority given here is usually ease of use. And you can customize your site in whichever way you want. Kama ni themes zenye unataka apply hapo, you can do it. And the beautiful thing about it is that your domain name will be given to you, but there is a catch. It must have .wordpress.com until you upgrade. Of course, there are ways you can upgrade, and there are usually two ways you can upgrade. Kuna plans mbili, two plans. One, there is personal plan, and then kuna premium plan. So let's look at the personal plan. he unalipa 400 bob in a month. Though these guys don't like charge you monthly, like every month wanakupea bill, they want you to pay annually. And this translates to about $48 in a year. That's like 4,800 shillings per year, which is quite fair according to me, even personal. And the benefits are so many, but some of them is that they give you a free domain for 1 year. They give you like 6 GB storage space. And they remove that kawordpress.com so that you can personalize your site even more. Then kuna premium. Premiums, and you mean, I can advise you, this is what I prefer, this is what I use. Premium is way, way, way better. Premium is 800 bob in a month, which translates to like $96 in a year, which is not a lot considering the kind of benefits that you get. Because one, unapata free domain, then unakupatia 13 GB storage, 13 gigs. Imagine how many videos you can have, how many pictures, and how many things you can have on your site. Umepatua 13 GB free. You can have a lot of stuff on your website. Then inatoyo, of course, inatoyo WordPress.com, because that's WordPress's way of advertising. Then ina support site monetization. Site monetization is tuning your site so that it can make money for you. And you know, that's another added benefit. In addition to easy writing unafanya, you can monetize your site. But then in the future, we're going to look at how to monetize your YouTube channel. So once you monetize your site using a WooCommerce plugin, which is something else you need, then you can sell products and handle shipping. And the good thing is that because this premium plan supports PayPal, pay with PayPal, then it means you can make, you can transact business using PayPal, which is something very, very nice. You can find out more about this on the WooCommerce website. And it also allows you to ask for donations and tips from those guys who are visiting your website in this premium stuff, which is a good. We shall know, like, you're visiting a website, then they're telling you to donate a tip if you've liked what you've seen. I've seen this thing in so many videos, even or online currently, like, send a tip. If you like what you've seen, send a tip. So there is that. Then you can advertise using World Ads, which is also another a very nice thing. And your site visitors can subscribe. Have you realized nowadays almost everything needs subscribe, 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 subscribe. So there is also that. Now you have this website, WordPress. You have created a website. So what is a portfolio? A portfolio will be on this website. One page kwa hii website itakuwa portfolio. Hapo sasa ndio utaweka your portfolio. It's like a CV. Tell these guys, explain to this potential employer your level of education, the kind of work you've done, like ushafanya writing tena. And by the way, you need to have done. Uwezi ambia mtu like you've never done it, because hakuna mtu anataka mtu ana experience hapa. This is a very competitive field. You cannot just tell someone that I'm new in, like, I've never done any writing, but I'm good, I believe in myself. That nonsense will not pass. These guys want to come to one as a trust, because most of them are big companies. So tell them, like, you've been doing this, and you know, these are guys, you can list a couple of guys washa kupia jobs, kind of like referees kwa CV, and have them there so these guys can contact them maybe via email. Mtu washa kufanya job, how is this person? So you can list those kind of guys, your expertise, also your niche. Everything should be in your portfolio, because when you are looking for gigs, the first thing these clients wanaona inakuwa ni this portfolio. And if your portfolio is good, then these guys will definitely give you jobs, which is exactly what you want. Now, there is this thing, before I come to the last part here, because I'm going to show you how to host your website. Hosting is very important. Uwezi tu kuwa na website and then you're not hosting it. It has to be hosted. And you know, the good thing about hosting is that it provides a place kwa web servers to store all your files, images, HTML, codes, and all that stuff. And it also, the hosting company is responsible for delivering the files as soon as a browser makes a request by typing in your domain name. The moment somebody types in your domain name, it is the work of this hosting company to make sure that name and your website is available very fast. So it is important to host your company, and I would advise you, ukiwa na website, especially na WordPress, the best hosting company I would advise you to consider is Bluehost. And it is not expensive. Actually, I was looking at their rates the other day, something like 200 bob. From 200 is very cheap, you know, wanakuhostia hiki tu, so that mtu akienda tu a type your domain name hapo kwa browser, whether it's Opera Mini, whether it's Firefox, whether it's Google Chrome, then your website appears and everything that you offer appears. Now, I want you to remember this. Once you start writing, I usually advise people to tafuta kwanza employers hapa kwa social media. There are guys like, ukienda kwa pages like online writers, articlewriters.com, and freelance writers. These guys are all over the place on social media. Anza kuandikia watu. They may not pay you a lot, like 300 bob, 250 bob per page, which is still a lot of money, because you can imagine hata ukiandika page moja na 250 bob. Uandike page 10 kwa siku, that's like 2.5 gs, you know, 2500 in a day, which it's not exactly bad money. Hiyo ni pesa poa at the end of the month, na ni kwanza unaanza. So you can start with these guys. But what happens when you feel confident enough, like, now I've become a really good writer, I have experience, uko na wase who can back you up and say this is a good writer, what are you supposed to do after that? That time unaenda kwa site kama Upwork. Upwork is very popular. So you go to Upwork. Upwork is basically a freelancing. It is a global freelancing platform where businesses and individuals meet to transact. So pale kwa Upwork utapata employers. Sasa hao wenye wanalipa per page $20 na $10 utawapata hapa kwa Upwork. This is where you find them. But no, these guys don't play around. Eh? The moment umualinkia website, because you don't go there and start begging them to give you jobs. Unawapatia link za website. They go to your website, wanaona what you've been doing, they see your portfolio and all that stuff. If these guys like you, they give you a job. If you do it badly once, reviews zako kwa Upwork zinakuwa mbaya, and it becomes very hard to get jobs in the future. So I usually advise guys to like be very sure before you go to Upwork and start looking for gigs. So once you're confident enough, enter Upwork, create a profile. Once you create a profile and it passes, because kuna criteria wanatumia, and they review these profiles. They take like 24 hours before they accept it, and then they acknowledge it, and they make it live, you know. It takes 24 hours. So once this happens, now you can go there, unatafuta our clients, and they start paying you real money. So guys, that is it about writing. Of course, there are so many other things I've not covered because of the limited time. But remember, writing has been there for quite some time. There are guys who have made it in writing. You can try it if you're passionate about writing, if you love writing, if you're creative. Because ku research haikuangi mchezo. It requires you to be smart. You have to be very, very smart, because you research like 10, 20 different websites or blogs or pages, unafanya research poa, then you, all that information in accumulate kwa brain, then you start writing your own stuff. If you don't do that, unapata kitu inaitwa plagiarism, and plagiarism is your biggest enemy in this world of writing. So I've come to the end, and In the next episode, nitaongea about how to monetize your YouTube channel, and also how to get into academic writing, which is also another area that pays very, very well. Otherwise, bye bye guys.